Penguin Random House Audio presents Look Alive 25 by Janet Ivanovich. Read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. Vincent Plum Bail Bonds is one of several storefront businesses on Hamilton Avenue in Trenton, New Jersey. It's run by my cousin Vinny and owned by his wise guy father-in-law, Harry the Hammer. Connie Rizzoli is the office manager. My name is Stephanie Plum, and my official title is Bond Enforcement Agent. I'm assisted by Lula. We're not sure exactly what Lula does, and we've never been able to come up with a title for her. Connie, Lula, and I were looking out the big plate glass window at a Chevy Bolt parked at the curb. It was a small car overstuffed with large women.
"Do you know who's in that car?" Lula asked Connie.
"Madame Zaretsky, Vinny's dominatrix, is driving," Connie said. "Little Sally, his happy endings masseuse, is next to her. It's hard to see who's in the back seat, but it might be his bookie."
"Vinny is a lady bookie?" Lula asked.
"She used to be a man," Connie said, "but Vinny stayed with her through the transition."
"Good for him," Lula said. "He's always been open-minded anyways. He didn't even care what sex that duck was."
The women got out of the car and marched into the office. Madame Zaretsky had jet-black hair pulled back in a bun. Her lipstick was blood red. Her nails were creepy long and matched her lips. She was wearing a black bandage dress and spike-heeled black pumps. Little Sally wasn't all that little. She was a plump 5'5" with a lot of frizzy red hair, an abundance of boob, and legs like tree trunks. The bookie was almost 7 feet tall in heels. She was tastefully dressed in a pale yellow sheath dress and patent.